By the time this podcast finishes on Earth, it will only just be starting on Mars.
Radio waves are fast, really fast. At about a billion kilometers per hour, they're just about the fastest things in the universe. At the kinds of distances we puny humans are used to dealing with, that can feel instantaneous, but it's not. Just like everything else in the universe, cars and trains and spaceships, the photons that make up radio signals take time to get places. They take over a second to cross the 384,000 kilometer gap between here and the moon. To cross the 56 million kilometers between Earth and Mars at their closest, any kind of signal would take almost exactly 3 minutes. And that has some pretty interesting consequences for us. In 2012, NASA landed Curiosity, a one-ton car-sized rover on the surface of Mars. Or rather, Curiosity landed itself on Mars. The distance between the planets at the time meant that the signals from the spacecraft took 14 minutes to reach us here on Earth. In those 14 minutes, the rover completed its entire descent into Mars's atmosphere, deployed its own parachutes, and lowered itself to the surface of Mars on cables suspended from a hovering rocket crane without any human input at all, and all before NASA even knew that it had started. And Mars is one of our closest neighbors. Signals from the space probe Juno out at Jupiter take 48 minutes to make their trip home. Transmissions to and from New Horizons passing Pluto took 4.5 hours. So when they're not pulling off incredible feats of timing and precision all by themselves, space probes work pretty slowly. In the 4 years it's been on Mars, Curiosity has covered less than 14 kilometers. Every time NASA wants to move the rover or do some science, they have to wait for instructions to make their way out there, and then just as long for data to make its way back. This is why sending humans to other planets is so appealing. Robotic explorers are cheaper, easier to care for, and we don't have to worry about bringing them home again. But one human geologist could learn more in hours than a robot could in months. But it's also what makes it so dangerous out there. When the Apollo 13 moon mission had a problem, those astronauts had access to the entire team of scientists and engineers responsible for building their spacecraft. With help and instructions from Earth, they were able to repair their ship and make it home safely. Once we start traveling deeper into space, all that changes. The human ability to improvise and think on our feet will be crucial to the future of space exploration, because even at a billion kilometers an hour, help might be a very, very long time coming.
By the time this podcast finishes on Earth, it will only just be starting on Mars.